You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God, which you're about to receive.
I just got a little something I want to share here. I had planned on preaching short today because I wanted to give them time to give that presentation. And that's what we're about. I mean, that's what we do. Missions is what we're about. You know, we've got our Mexico flag right over here, and of course, James Rackley Ministries, one of those plaques there. These flags represent nations or individuals or organizations that we're involved with, that we monthly support, that we support every month. Not random support or one-time offering, but that we support monthly. Tonight we're having a prayer meeting at 5 o'clock. We do this once a month, and then every other week we do a Tuesday night prayer meeting also. But I encourage people when we pray to walk around and look at those plaques, and there's the country on the top and then the organization or the individual underneath that, to pray and just, God, give them favor. God, give them favor with key people. God, give them wisdom, direction. Thank you for their health and for their prosperity. Thank you for drawing people to them, giving them insight concerning the ministry that you call them to. You know, just pray over all those missions. We support them, sure, but we need to support them more than just financially. We need to get behind them in faith. And so as you see all these flags up, that's what that's about. We are about missions. I believe you touch missions, you touch the heart of God. And what can you say about touching children? My goodness, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Praise the Lord. All right, turn with me, if you will, in 1 Corinthians. Got a short message I want to share with you. I believe this will help you. I want to talk about 1 Corinthians 3. Something that we probably all need to hear. We hear a lot about this politically. You hear the term change. Everybody say change. I'm not attacking any regime or presidency. Don't mistake what I'm saying here. I believe we ought to pray for our president, whether you voted for him or didn't vote for him. He is the president, and we're under a mandate from God to pray for him, his protection. God, give him wisdom, send laborers across his path, godly men and women, to give him godly counsel. And, of course, as you see, legislation and things that we know are unscriptural and unbiblical, we need to pray that those things fail, and that God blesses him and gives him wisdom and those legislators wisdom. Amen. You understand that? I mean, I think that's very scriptural. We don't want to pray for wickedness to prosper. So when something's wicked, we don't want it to prosper. But we are for people, and we're for people in position. So when I talk about change, don't think I'm trying to play off that campaign, you know, about change. Change can be good. Change can be bad. I do think we all need to change, but I think we all need to change for the better. I don't believe we need to change for the worse, because you can change from bad to worse. Some people say, well, things are bad, we need to change. Well, we need to change to get better, we don't need to change for worse. And so spiritually speaking, just because you're changing doesn't mean you're changing for good. So we want to change for good, we don't want to change for bad. You know, but mark it down, and you need to understand this, all of us need to understand this, we're always changing. The only one that doesn't change is God. God is unchanging. Now, you know, if you do things the way you've always done them, you're always going to get what you always got. I heard a term for insanity was doing the same thing twice and expecting different results. Hello. So if things aren't working, well, we need to change what we're doing to make it work. And that could be marriage, that could be spiritually, that could be any number of things. You know, if you're believing for a miracle and things just aren't happening, your prayers aren't getting answered, well, you know, God didn't miss it. His word's true. He's never wrong. So we just need to back up and examine what we're doing. You may think, well, I've always done it this way. Well, you know, that's fine if what you've been doing is right, but if what you've been doing is wrong, you need to think about changing. You know, the church is always changing in a good way. Now, don't twist what I'm saying, because the church is not about continually doing new things. There are a lot of things that are good that we will always continue to do. And growth, real change, good change, is called growth. Getting quiet in this Presbyterian church. Hello. Good change is called growth. That means that there are the good things that you're doing, you continue, but you're growing into other good things. And the only thing you're laying aside or changing are things that are not right. And the only thing you're adding on to what you're doing are the things that are right. For instance, I think every church grows in ministry. Every church should grow in outreaches. I think every church should grow, in revelation. But when we grow in revelation, we don't throw aside the revelation we had before that was right and good and scriptural. That's what I see a lot of churches doing, is they throw away good revelation for a new revelation. And that's not growth. Growth is you build on things. Growth is building on the things that are good. You know, if you've been in this church for 27 years, you're at least 27 years old. But that's a side note. I just said that to get your attention. If you've been in this church for 27 years, you've seen us progress and change. Yet, there are some things that have never changed. Amen? I mean, you wouldn't change the Word. You wouldn't change faith in God. You wouldn't change the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't change gifts of the Spirit. You wouldn't change the basic doctrines of the church, what we believe. And that's always going to be there. But then we get a little wiser. We get more revelation. We grow. We lay aside childish things and we become mature. You know, as a child, you grow into manhood or womanhood, whatever you are, and there's only two options there. I want to make sure we got that straight. But anyway, Adam and Eve in the garden, not Adam and Steve. But anyway, so you grow from a child and you put away childish things, but you don't lose your arms, you don't lose your legs, you don't lose your voice. Some things stay the same, you just build on them. You get wiser. You know, Paul's the one said that. He said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. So I've put away ways of dealing with people. I've put away ways of thinking in my life. I've gotten a little more mature as the years go by. And I got a long ways to go. Change is good if I'm changing for the better. We need to change from baby stage to mature stage. We need to get wiser. We need to ask ourselves. We need to look at ourselves and say, hey, am I learning? Am I growing? Am I better today than I was a year ago? Do I know more than I did last year? Or at some point, did you finally learn everything there was to learn? Good question. Anyway, 1 Corinthians 3, found it?
Yes.
Come on, I got to hit you hard and fast. I only got about 10 minutes here. 1 Corinthians 3, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual people, but as unto carnal, as to babes in Christ. Wow. This is Paul, the great apostle, talking to the church at Corinth. You know, he went there and evangelized, did missionary work, got it started, writing back to them. They're Christians. They're born again. They're saved. And obviously full of the Holy Ghost, because he talks a lot about tongues and gifts of the Spirit in this book, which they were abusing and misusing, to tell you the truth. They didn't have any order with it. That's the problem, I think, in most. We either got extreme Pentecostalism, where there's just such abuse in the gifts, it scares everybody out of there, or we have people who are so anti-supernatural that you never have any supernatural gifts of the Spirit or any miracles or any healings, and those are two extremes. There's a balance. Are you with me? There has to be order here. So he's talking to people that know the Lord, full of the Holy Ghost, and yet he says they're babes. Wow. Could that be me? Could that be you? Could I possibly be like in the second or third grade, you know, spiritually speaking? That's possible. It is. Now, that's not all bad. You just don't want to stay there. Amen? You want to grow. I want to grow. I have not learned everything there is to know. I hadn't reached that magic age. And don't be guessing about my age, okay? I'm not that old. Goodness, I'll be 53 this month. Just a half a century. Go on. Plus 3 years. But I hadn't reached that magic age where I know everything, and you haven't either. I don't care if you're 80 or 90 or 96. Brother Rufus is 96. 96 going? 97, excuse me. Yeah, Brother Rufus, give us a wave back there. He's just 97. And he's still learning. Amen? We're all learning. We're all growing. We're adding on to what we know, and we need to do that. Amen? I don't want to continue to be a babe. I want to be mature. So he says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. Wow. They went from milk to meat. That's what he's trying to get them to, is to meat. Second verse, third chapter. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. Wow, what an indictment. Now, I don't want to be just a real heavy, hard message here, but this speaks to all of us to be ready to receive the Word, ready to grow. Now, if you've already arrived and you know everything there is to know and you've learned everything there is to learn and there's not much God can do with you, But if you know that, you know, maybe you know a lot, and praise God the revelation you have and the growth that you've experienced, and you're thankful and grateful for that, but you also know, hey, got a long ways to go here, and you come hungry and you come willing to be changed, now you're moving from milk to meat. You're moving from babe to spirituality. If you want to be spiritual, that means you're open for God to move in your life in a new way, in a better way, in a stronger way. Not to throw away what's good, not to lay aside the revelation you have or the good things that have happened in your life. No, you hold on to those, because this is not change from bad to worse. This is growth. See, when I talk about change, I'm talking about growth. I'm not talking about just doing something different. I want to grow. I want to grow in what, you know, He's done in my life. So He says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it, and even now you're still not able. Listen to this. For you are still carnal, for where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? And you know what He's trying to tell us is we're not mere men. We're Christians. We're believers. We're world overcomers. Hallelujah. We're born again believers. We've got the authority and the power of Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus in our lives. We can make a difference. We're not mere men. So let's don't stay in that babyhood stage. Let's grow. Let's put off some things. You know, Paul said, put off the old man. Put on the new man. Let's lay aside some things. Laying aside childish things. Putting away childish things. Hebrews 6 even talks about this. It says, let's lay aside those rudimentary, elementary doctrines. Which we've got some good doctrines here, but we need to move on and get deeper into God. And grow. Grow. Turn to 2 Peter. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. This will help you. You know, you say, well, I'm just walking in all the truth I know. Well, that's good. I think you ought to walk in the truth you know. But you need to realize you don't know everything yet. That went over real big. I say 1 Peter, excuse me. I say 2 Peter. 1 Peter. You know, well, I did everything I knew to do at the time. Well, fine, that's wonderful. You did what you knew to do at the time, and that's okay. That's fine. But have you learned anything since then? If you've learned anything since then, you probably would do it a little different now. Wouldn't you admit that? You know, I get tickled at people who says, well, I didn't change one thing in 50 years. Do it the way I've always done it for 50 years, you know. Well, now, if you're talking about, okay, believing God, stand on the Word, yeah, that's fine. I understand that. That never changes. Man, I'll keep my confession up. I confess the Word. But, you know, I've learned something in 50 years. We have a saying around East Texas, even old blind hog will find an acorn if he digs around long enough. So if we have learned something, that means we ought to be changing some things. The way you used to deal with people. I hope you got better at it. Amen? The way you serve God. Thank God for the way you serve God. Did the best you could where you were with what you knew, but hopefully you've learned some things since then, so now we're serving Him in a little more mature way. Amen? We're growing. That's growth. Everybody say growth. Okay. 1 Peter 2 says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Hallelujah. And that speaks to all of us. That could be every single one of us. We need to grow somewhere in some area. I know I do a lot of areas that I need to work on. And, you know, and I've gotten better at. I think of things I've done, say, 20, 30 years ago, ministry-wise. Did the best I could do. I thought I was right. But, you know, I realize now this is maybe a better approach now. I've learned a little more now. Hopefully I have. So I'm continually changing in that respect. I know ministry-wise, church-wise, we do things a little different. We did 25, 30 years ago. Some things hadn't changed, but we've changed some of our songs. Are you with me? We've changed our service up somewhat. But it's all about reaching people. It's all about connecting to people. We have a goal, and we've gotten a little smarter, and we got a little wiser. James Barely talked about when they went down to Bacalar and begin to have those Bible studies and try to make puppets out of sacks. And I realized, well, you know what? That's a great idea, but it didn't work. They don't have sacks. They didn't know what a sack was. So they changed. They changed so they could reach more people. Sometimes we need to change so we can reach more people. We're just not going to change, bless God. We're not going to change. Well, we're not saying sin. We're not saying compromise. We're saying change the approach. Change. Maybe you need to love a little more. Maybe you actually need to smile every once in a while when you're talking to someone about the Lord. Act like you really enjoy being saved. That'd be a new concept. Hello. Act like you care about them. That you're not trying to win an argument. You're trying to win their heart. That would be good, wouldn't it? See, we learn. We grow. We grow in this. And we do it by listening to God. If we're going to mature, then we're going to have a mentor. Of course, that is the Lord. Amen. And we're going to have to spend time with Him. And then we'll change. And it'll be good change. It'll be growth change. It won't be change that takes us from bad to worse, but it'll take us from good to better. And from better to best. Hallelujah. And that's called growth. You know, I was playing around with that word growth. And y'all go look up all those scriptures I'm quoting and throwing out there and alluding to. Hebrews 6, 1 Corinthians 13 talk about putting away childish things. You know, you can go look that up. Even Jesus said in John 8, 31, 32, He says, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So actually, if you grow in it and continue in it, you'll never really know it.
Yeah, that's right.
So growth brings revelation. Anyway, I was meditating on the word grow, and I like to play around with words like this. Everybody say grow. That's G-R-O-W, where I went to school. G, you're never going to grow without God. Got to have God. You know, except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. I don't believe God does anything in this earth except He uses us. God forbid we do anything in this earth except we lean on God. If man's not in it, God doesn't do it. Because He uses us. He sends us. He heals through us. He preaches through us. He ministers through us. He loves through us. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. God does nothing except He does it through man. So, God forbid we do anything except we do it with God. We need Him in order to grow.
Yes.
Amen? R would be revelation. Got to have revelation to grow. In fact, the whole church is built on the revelation of Jesus being the Son of God. He said, on this rock I'll build My church. And He was talking about not Peter, but on the revelation of who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And He says, on this rock I'll build My church.
Yeah.
The church is built on revelation. You grow with revelation of God. You need a revelation from God in order to grow. Continual revelation. You need to stay in the Word. You need to continue in the Word to really know the truth and for the truth to really make you free. So you need God. You need revelation. And of course, O would be very simple. You need obedience. You've got to obey the revelation. You've got to obey what God tells you to do. You've got to be molded into your life the Word of God. Whatever God says, whatever comes alive to you, whatever burns in your heart, whatever God's speaking to you, you need to obey that. It's not a concept. It's not an idea. It's not just a great philosophy. No, no, no. This is life-changing stuff. And God wants us to obey Him. And then, of course, W, be willing. You need to be willing and obedient. Isaiah 1:19 tells us that. It says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Don't do it religiously because you have to. Do it because you want to and you willfully want to obey the Lord. I really want to do what's right here. I really want to do what God wants me to do. You know what that is? That's a sign of maturity. That's good change. That's growth.
Yes.
That's not wah, wah, I want this, I want that. That's growing. It says, I want to please My Father. I want to please My Mother. I want to do it because I respect them. I love them. They know more than I do. I want to obey them. And I really desire to be like them.
Yeah.
That's not just obedience. That's willingness. So if we're going to grow, we need God, we need revelation, we need to obey it, and we need to be willing to do so. Now, if you want to really expand, grow into growth, then you can take the T and say you need to teach others, to train others. Leave yourself, go to others. And then H, you need to help others. Help others receive what you have. Teach others to get what you got. Just like James and Beverly are sharing here, they've got a heart for God. They've been changed. They've been washed in the blood. God has saved them. God has filled them with the Holy Ghost. God has healed them. God has done so many wonderful things for them. And God has planted in their heart this passion to get that out to other people. See, they have a passion. They have a call and a burning to teach others, to train others, and to help others. Now that, let me tell you something, when you get there, now you're really growing. Now you got growth. Amen. If this never equates out into changing others, if this never equates out to other people, we really hadn't got it yet. We're still growing. We still got a long ways to go. Amen. But if we're putting others into the equation, you know, thank God for this church. But it's not about just us. God forbid that we just get ingrown. Help us outgrow the ingrown church.
Yeah.
Help us reach out. Oh, yes, we got to change our community, and we are doing that. And I believe the light that shines further shines brightest at home, no doubt about it. And we got to make a difference here where we live. But we don't need to stop it here. We need to keep it going.
Amen.
We need to fan the flames. Amen?
Amen?
And so put God into your life. Get the revelation of God from His Word. Obey it. Be willing to do it. And then train others and teach others and tell others. Amen? And help others. That's called growth. G-R-O-W-T-H. So, I guess we'd call this message Grow Up. I want to grow up. Anybody want to join me?